What's good? We're back. One and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. The Commentators Podcast. Today, I'm going to react to some libs of TikTok, but before we do, we're going to have a word from one of our sponsors.
Me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up. I be dizzled up. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Cali said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. 40 sold out in your store. That dizzle.
That's right. Dizzle. Do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle. You see the hat right here? Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, a mixture of agave, tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Check them out. Dizzlebrand.com. Coming soon to a state near you. Actually, Dizzle just got picked up in Arkansas. So about to be coming soon to Arkansas. Be on the lookout in Little Rock and whatnot. Check them out. Go to Dizzlebrand.com. Go to our locations, and you'll see all the locations that Dizzle Brand is available. If it's not available in your location, that's fine. Click on one of the top three links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage and order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, don't forget the Dizzle Brand merch is also available on the website. Go to dizzlebrand.com and click on the store. Hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and more. You know, of course, it's too hot for the hoodies right now, but they look fresh, so you can get one for the winter. All right, so we're going to react to some libs. I've watched a little bit of the beginning of these libs, not the whole thing. And if they're really batshit crazy, I probably won't even play the whole thing because I'll probably have to call it out and just like, nope, no can do. But we'll see. All right, first one. Okay, apparently it was a teacher doing a makeup course in class. That's the problem parents are having right now. That's why the Democrats are going to lose a lot in these elections, because they're allowing this horseshit, this bullshit to go on, these rogue teachers to just, like... You do know there's boys and girls in the class. What the hell do boys need to know about a makeup course? Nothing, man. Nothing. And I'd be wanting out of that class quick. Like, if I was a boy and you came with that BS, man. I mean, that's for girl classes only, man. I'm sorry, man. Like, yeah, there's gay dudes that wear makeup and whatnot, but most men are not wearing makeup. We don't care about makeup. We don't need to wear makeup. We jump in the shower and get out. Like, this is why people are going batshit upset and crazy right now. Because there's rogue-ass teachers. These teachers shouldn't even be in school teaching. You should not, if you're trying to indoctrinate kids with your own ideologies and views, you shouldn't be teaching in a school, period. You know? Yeah, I understand why parents are going crazy about this one. On to the next one. Welcome to New York. Wow.
I'm L-R-E-E, fuck nigga free. That mean I ain't gotta worry about no fuck nigga cheat. And I'm S-I-N-G-L-E again. Y'all by hanging out the window with my ratchet ass friends. I'm L-R-E-E, fuck nigga free. That mean I ain't gotta worry about no folk nigga cheap. And I'm S-I-N-G-L-E again. Y'all by hanging out the window with my wretched ass friend.
Go,
go, go, go, go. I'm G to the L to the O, big glow. You can catch me out in trap tent, slime with your hoes. I ain't popping out at parties, gotta boot me for a show. He say, yeah.
Okay, I done seen enough. Wow. I hope that was pre-planned. I hope they had permission. Like, if I rode the train, you know, like to go to work and that's what was going on. I mean, like, I don't think this place is batshit crazy. I don't even know what to say to that one, man. I mean, I don't know if that was pre-planned or if they just started doing that out the blue and everybody was just going along with it. But yeah, that's New York. It says it all. It says it all. It's New York. It's batshit crazy up there. Next one.
Bye, kids. Y'all get home safe, okay? Y'all get home safe. My little partners out here, get home safe, all right? I'm sorry y'all gotta be going through see all this shit. Okay? Get home safe.
What the...
Come on, man.
Okay. Let's pump the brakes for a second. What the fuck, man? Why the fuck y'all got a school bus stop right there? The school, like, if one thing I knew about school bus stops when I was in school, the school pretty much designated where the bus stops were for a long time. The bus stops have been in the same spot for a long time. Why would you, even if you had a bus stop that was there before all that got to where it was at, is all that started happening in that area and just looked like a homeless encampment. You should have had the common sense and common knowledge to move the bus stop. Big ups to the dude that's there, like, yo, kids, get home safe. Like, because somebody needs to be there making sure, like, these kids are getting home safe. Like, with that. I mean, like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? And that looked like that was a predominantly black neighborhood. I saw a lot of black kids getting off of that bus. What the fuck, man? Like, they shouldn't have to have a bus stop right next to that shit, man. So they should have enough common sense to move this bus stop as close as possible away from that. You know, move it on the next street over, a block over or something, man. Like, I don't know, man. I mean, they got to do something about that. They need to move that bus stop or they need to clean that homeless encampment up and push them somewhere else. But those kids at that age shouldn't have to be. I didn't see none of their parents there to pick them up off the bus, man. So what the fuck, man? None of them kids should be walking home by themselves around all that. There's no telling what could happen, man. There's no telling what could happen. On to the next one.
Affirming care is life saving, medically necessary, age appropriate, and a critical tool for healthcare providers. As a pediatrician, when it comes to making sure kids are healthy and happy,
Okay, apparently it stopped and froze on its own. Good, because I don't need to hear more. That's horseshit. It's not healthy. It's not healthy. It's not, there's no way it could be physically healthy. It's not mentally healthy either. It's not. To to me, all you're doing is trying like that. It's like these people act like they do these things because they feel isolated from society or they feel isolated from who they are. But all you're doing is really isolating yourself from society because the majority of people are just not. They're not with that stuff, man. They're not with that stuff, especially not in kids. It's one thing for an adult to want to do these things, but, you know, people be like, "This, you don't get to throw the kids in my body, my choice." You know why? Because then they got to go get their own job and pay their own rent and their own bills. When you living under your parents' roof, I'm sorry, your parents got a lot of say-so on what's allowed, what they want to allow in your life and not allow in your life as a child. And if you as a kid don't want to accept that, then you need to go get your own job, go get your own crib, pay your own bills and your own rent. Because it's, you know, it's easy for somebody to say that ain't got no responsibilities to act like they're responsible of making responsible decisions and wise decisions that could possibly affect their life for the rest of their lives. It's like the person who gets a tattoo on their face. You pretty much isolated yourself from ever working most jobs and ever getting hired for most jobs. And you can sit there and say, oh, it's prejudice for a job not to want to hire somebody with a tattoo on their face. No, that's bullshit. Because it's unprofessional for you to be at the workplace with a tattoo on your face. You know who gets tattoos on their faces? Criminals. Killers, gangsters, people who just have no care in life about, you know, any decisions going forward. Like once you get a tattoo on your face, you're pretty much saying all you're going to be working is a job paving the roads or construction or something like that. A job where customers don't never got to see your face. But if you think you're ever going to work in a customer business with tattoos on your face, unless you own the business, that ain't happening. Unless you own a tattoo parlor, that ain't happening. If you think you're going to work at Burger King on a front cash register, McDonald's on a front cash register, or probably even on a grill with tattoos on your face, good luck with that. If you think you're going to get a job working at a grocery store with tattoos on your face or at a convenience store with tattoos on the face or, you know, no, man. I mean, and that's what this, it's like you make a decision, a life-altering decision that you're going to possibly regret one day. And I've seen countless videos of people going through these transgender changes and regret it in the long, they regret it. They end up regretting it. And this last one, I really think I'm going to have to react this last one because this last one is going to pretty much sum it all up when it comes to the transgender stuff.
What in the hell has a drag queen ever done to make you have so much respect for them and admire them so much?
I can't think of
one. Other than put on makeup and jump on the floor and writhe around and do sexual things on stage.
And makeup is so frugal.
I have absolutely no idea why you would want that to influence your child.
Me either.
Would you want a stripper or a porn star to influence your child?
Great point.
It makes no sense at all. A drag queen performs in a nightclub for adults. There is a lot of filth that goes on, a lot of sexual stuff that goes on. And backstage, there's a lot of nudity, sex, and drugs. Okay? So I don't think that this is an avenue you would want your child to explore. They could explore dressing up at home like we all did, like all gay boys did. We all dressed at home and we had a great time. We had a great time with our girlfriends, putting on makeup, trying on clothes, things like that. But to actually get them involved in drag is extremely, extremely irresponsible on your part. And I understand you might want to look like you're with it, that you're cool, that you're woke, that you're not a Nazi, that you're not a homophobe, whatever it may be. But you can raise your child to be just a normal, regular, everyday child without including them in gay sexual things. And honestly, you're not doing the gay community any favors. In fact, you're hurting us, okay? We have already had a reputation of being pedophiles and being perverts and deviants. We don't need you to bring your children around. So you keep your kids at home or take them to Disneyland or take them to Chuck E. Cheese. But if you need your child to be entertained by a big human in a costume or in makeup, take them to the circus or something. When they turn 18, then why don't you take them to the clubs on their 18th birthday? Because it's an adult thing, okay? So don't ruin your child's life and don't ruin us, because that's what you're doing.
I love it. You heard it from the horse's mouth, a drag queen. I agree with everything that person said, 100%. 100%. I agree with them. And it pretty much breaks down the makeup in the schools, like I was saying, only little, you know, gay boys or girls care about makeup. What about the straight boys? They don't care about makeup. There's a lot of them in that classroom. So it's irresponsible for that teacher to do it. And their job is to educate, you know, on things that are going to benefit, you know, the kid going, like, how does putting on makeup benefit straight boys going forward? It doesn't benefit them one bit. It's not nothing that they need to be educated on or need to know. You know, they need to know math and science and English and, you know, proper history, not just history that the government wants to teach and, you know, and include or not include. And it also goes on to this transgender assignments is healthy. You know, this person basically said, you know, something that was a great point I thought he made up is they've already been accused for being pedophiles and stuff like that, into pedophilia. Like they said, don't bring your kids around us just so we can be accused, you know, even more for things, just because that's the thing. Just because you're gay or you're a drag queen, it doesn't make you a pedophile, you know, doesn't make you a kitty sniffer. Like that video I saw where, you know, the chick was saying, oh, Trump voters are white supremacists. So the girl said, well, if you voted for Biden, you're a pedophile. You're a kitty sniffer. You like to sniff kids. Yeah, just because you're gay doesn't mean you're a pedophile, you know. So yeah, I can understand where they've been accused for that. But this is the thing, though. I'm glad they brought that up. Normalizing this transgender stuff, that's all it's doing is giving a rabbit's hole. It opened up a rabbit's hole to make pedophiles try to argue that they should be normalized as well, because they already think what they do is normal, you know. And that's another thing I want to go off of. It's like they're trying to make us turn us into Greek and Roman civilization back in the days when everything was just one straight, gay, bisexual, pedophilia orgy party, you know. Well, I've been to a swinger club before. I've been to a swinger club before, but I'll tell you what. There was anything gay going on in that, I would not be entertaining myself with anything going on gay in the swinger club. And let me tell you, at the swinger club, I did have myself a blast, and I did some things in front of a lot of people that I'm not ashamed of one bit. I'm not embarrassed or ashamed of one bit. And I'm nowhere near being a porn star or anything of that nature. But, you know, going to a swinger club gave me a lot of insights on how relationships really have to work. And one of the things about swinger clubs is there's a lot of honesty, open, like, you know. So I totally see where they're coming from. You know what I'm saying? totally, 100%. I totally agree with that drag queen, 100%. Like, we don't need to be, you know, kids don't need to be around this stuff. It's already bad enough that people think drag queens are pedophiles, or everybody has gay, or gay people, if somebody's gay, they might instantly be a pedophile. No, like, they might only like adults. And there are some gay people that are pedophiles, and, you know, they're gay with adults and gay with kids as well. I'm not saying that gay people, there's no gay people that aren't pedophiles. What they're basically saying is not all gay people or drag queens are pedophiles, and you bringing your kids around, you know, it brings that assumption or that accusation around to them. So I totally, like, what they said was really, really intellectual to me, really common sense, and I agree with it 100%. It makes all the sense in the world, you know. It's totally understandable. All right, so that was me reacting a little to TikTok, and of course I'm gonna try to do more and more reacts, and I need to start reacting to more YouTube videos as well. We're about to go, but on that note, we're gonna leave you with a couple commercials, and one is from a word from our sponsor. Here we go.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You need marketing promotions. Check us out, promopalace.biz, your one-stop shop for pretty much everything dealing with online marketing and promotions. We also do Instagram influencers, TikTok influencers, and a lot more press releases as well. And last but not least, we're going to leave you a word from yours truly, the one and only. This your boy, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Please check me out 3 to 4 days a week on my video podcast on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Rumble. And check out the audio version on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. Peace. See you there. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. This was Paul Pickett Podcast, your host, Paul Pickett, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, reacting to libs of TikTok. Peace, and I'm out.